For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levickine. Frontline healthcare workers at hospitals in the Valley and Charlottesville begin receiving Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. Meanwhile, the rate of the virus's spread in Virginia is increasing. And as Virginia casts its 13 electoral votes for President-elect Joe Biden, the state's Republicans try to navigate the transition. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, December 15. Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine is being distributed to some healthcare workers around Virginia. Norfolk-based Centara Healthcare said it had received 11,700 doses early Monday morning. Centara RMH in Harrisonburg and Centara Martha Jefferson Hospital in Charlottesville received their first shipments on Monday. Workers at UVA Health are expected to begin receiving the vaccine today. The shots are going first to frontline workers who deal with patients face-to-face every day. They'll get the second dose of the shot 3 weeks after the first injection. The Virginia Department of Health announced earlier this month that Virginia's first allocation was expected to include more than 72,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine, which received emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration late Friday. Meanwhile, the rate of the virus's spread in Virginia is increasing. The seven-day average of new cases per day is over 3,000, according to the Virginia Department of Health. More than 4,400 Virginians are suspected or confirmed to have died from the disease. That's a number larger than the entire population of the town of Berryville. Well, finally today, Virginia cast its 13 Electoral College votes for President-elect Joe Biden on Monday. The 13 electors gathered at the State House of Delegates for a ceremony that was closed to the public amid the coronavirus pandemic. Biden defeated President Donald Trump in Virginia by 10 percentage points. Meanwhile, Republicans in the Commonwealth are trying to navigate the transition, Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Three Republican congressmen from Virginia signed on to that amicus brief asking the Supreme Court to throw out millions of legally cast ballots. Morgan Griffith, Rob Whitman, and Ben Klein.
They're representing their constituents' views. You may not like it, but that's what they are doing.
That's Republican strategist Dan Scanling.
The overwhelming majority of Republicans, right or wrong, believe that the election was fraudulent and that it was stolen from them. And that's where the overwhelming majority of Republicans are right now.
Former Republican delegate David Ramadan points out that Griffith, Whitman, and Klein are all former members of the Virginia House of Delegates.
And in their previous lives would have fought nail and tooth for federalism and state rights and never for another state or for federal level to interfere in states' rights on election legislation. I believe this was a mistake.
Only one Republican congressman from Virginia did not sign the amicus brief, Denver Riggleman. He's not returning to Congress, though, because he was unseated by Republican Congressman-elect Bob Good, a Trump supporter who appeared at a Stop the Steal rally over the weekend and falsely proclaimed that the pandemic is fake. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Tuesday.